Welcome back to another episode of Shine Bright with Sabrina. And I'm your host, Sabrina Shine Williams. Today, I would love for you to give a warm welcome to our Christian motivational speaker, author, entrepreneur, and the founder of Optimistically Key, LLC, Nikedra Rogers. And today we're going to be talking about a topic that I have been pondering on lately. We're talking about the power of resilience and finding your calling. I know I am not the only person out there that's like, what is my calling? What am I supposed to be doing? What is my purpose? And also looking at how do I become more resilient? How do I identify that I'm resilient? So I want Nikedra to introduce herself to my audience. Tell us who you are, what it's about. Welcome, Nikedra.
Well, thank you, Sabrina, for that awesome welcome and introduction. I really appreciate it. My name is Nikedra Rogers. As she says, I am a Christian motivational speaker, author, and entrepreneur, and I am just so excited to be here and be a part of this conversation.
Yes. I have to start with what made you first, let's the name of your business.
Absolutely. So, how did I get started with my business? I didn't even know that I wanted to start a business. I just knew that I needed to do something. In the pandemic, a lot was going on. We were locked down, people were at home, and I started seeing everybody just being very creative. And I said, oh my goodness, I need to do something, but I don't know how to cook. I don't know how to bake. I'm not crafty. I don't know how to make these balloon arches and all of this party stuff. So what can I do? So I started asking people around me, and they said, you need to do something with encouragement. And I said, what? They were like, you already post inspirational videos on social media anyway. And I said, those aren't my words. They said, it doesn't matter, just post it anyway. So I was like, okay. So I went back and forth with it for about a month or two. And then I finally said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to post videos on social media. And so when I said that, my friend said, you need a name. What are you going to call this platform? And I said, well, girl, I don't know. I hadn't made it that far. So she and I and my husband, we sat in the living room and we just started talking. We just started trying to come up with what we would call it. And we were writing names down and I just wrote Optimistically Key. And I was, oh, this has a nice ring to it. But I wasn't sold on it just yet. I was still trying to hear what else they would come up with. But then I would keep coming back to it. And then I said, this is it. This is what it's going to be. Because my name is Nikedra. People call me Key. But what I found out was the optimism or the optimistically came from what he desired me to be, what I had to grow into. Because during the pandemic, I was living in a time where I wasn't the best version of myself. I wasn't the happiest person. A lot of things were happening to me. I had experienced a lot of loss. I was grieving, whether it had been from friendships being gone or relationships gone bad or miscarriages, all of those things. So I was in a place where I needed some encouraging and uplifting and thinking positive. So he led me to posting these scriptures and speaking on his scripture every day. And I said, every day I start to speak it, I begin to believe it. So that's me, Optimistically King.
Optimistically key, optimistically. So you spoke about the pandemic and how it impacted you and the different things you were going through and how someone helped you basically find your, I don't want to necessarily say calling, but finding the direction that you were supposed to go to.
Yes.
How did you find your calling? How would you suggest to my listeners to find their calling, which is probably part of what you did also?
So I would tell them to do what I didn't do, because what I didn't do was go and ask God. That's what I should have done. I should have asked him what his plan was for my life, what he wanted me to do. But instead, I was asking people around me. But God will use people to speak to you, to bless you, to drop a seed. And that's really what they did, because my husband had actually told me that I should do something with talking about 2 or 3 years before I even started my ministry. But I wasn't at a place to receive it. So I didn't accept it, because I was like, what? No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. But like I said, over the course of those 3 years, when things started happening to me, and I started having just a lot of turmoil in my life, really a lot of turmoil, a lot of loss, a lot of grieving, and just really doing a lot of self-reflection and seeing myself for who I was, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of my flaws. Yes, I had them. Yes, we all have them. And just coming to the realization that God could still use me, even with all of my mess. And that's just really what it was. When I opened my heart, he began taking that out of me and cleaning me up so that he could use me. And it's still a process, it's still going, but I'm available now.
Yes, it's interesting because I talk to people all the time. I said, I'm learning to honor myself, all of my greatness and my flaws and all, all the good, the bad, the ugly, because it actually made me who I am today. And
That's
I
right.
think people forget that and they think, oh, I can only talk about the good things that happen. But no. You have to honor those bad things because most likely they taught you a lesson. They made you stronger. There's something that you can gain from the experiences that you had.
That's right.
And I like the fact that you said, ask God.
You can't
Because
go
we go around asking everybody, what should I, what you think about this? What you think about this? And I had a conversation with a client earlier today, and I warned her, I said, look, what has been given to you is not for everybody else. It is for you. People are not going to necessarily understand it. So you have to be careful because sometimes people will try to stop you from doing something and occasionally, it's because they're trying to protect you because of their fears. They have their own fears,
That's right.
and it's like, ooh, I better protect her from that. It's not always that they mean you harm. Sometimes it's they have your best interest in mind, and they're just projecting their own fears onto you. So
Right.
you have to be very careful with that.
But here's the thing. When God gives you a vision, it's not for other people to understand it. It wasn't for them. It was for you. So when they're being negative to you, you just say, I'm going to trust what God gave me. I'm going to see what he has for me, and I'm going to keep on this journey. He didn't say that it was going to be easy. He didn't say that I wasn't going to have turmoil. He didn't say that I wouldn't have to bounce back from some things. But he did say that on the other side, there's victory. But if I don't go through to get to that other side, I won't get it. So that's what you have to remember when people are projecting their fears. It's because they don't understand it. They don't know the plan. It's God's plan, and that's what you trust.
Yes. We have to trust his plan
That's right.
because his plans are better than our plans could ever be. Could
Ever.
ever be. So, one of the things that you shared with me is that you wrote a book.
Yes, I
Tell
did.
us the name of your book and what it's about.
The name of my book is Kneeling Earnestly for Transformation 30-Day Devotional. I'm not sure if this will be a video or just audio, but it is the back. It is my screen. So, my book is just really about, a lot of it is personal stories of how God turned some bad situations around and made them for my good. We talk about the good things. Oh, I talk about how God allowed me to get a degree, how God allowed me to get married, how he allowed me to have children. But I didn't say, oh, I had miscarriages in between that time, and how my faith was, how you shake, you're shaking, you're unsure, and you're saying, well, God, you told me that you would allow me to be a mom? Well, what's happening? Why is it taking so long? I talk about things like that in my book. I try to be very vulnerable and transparent just for the simple fact that someone needs to hear that story. Everything that we go through is not always for us. And I don't want anybody to feel like I felt. I felt like I was alone when I was going through some things. So I put my triumphs, I put my griefs and my triumphs in my book so that people can know, oh, yes, you will experience some heartache, but you can get through it. So I talk about overcoming anxiety. I talk about overcoming depression, overcoming your fears, and just trusting God.
So, if someone wanted to purchase your book, where can they get it from?
My book is available everywhere where books are sold. You can get it from Amazon. You can get it from Barnes and Noble, any bookstore, Walmart, Christian bookstores, or I would love for you to purchase it directly from me. You can purchase it on my website at www.nikidrarogers.com, and I will ship a signed copy directly to you.
Yeah, so if you want a signed copy, go directly to your website to get it.
That's right.
So you talk about in the book, you talk about vulnerability and the things that you've gone through, and being resilient.
Yes.
What do you think helped develop that skill, that mindset, that your ability to be resilient?
I think it came from my mom just seeing her. She was a very strong woman. Was a single mom, but I saw her continue to just make a way out of, she just made a way and she trusted God. She kept us in church. And so when I would go through things and I would cry because we are emotional, we experience emotions, and all of those things, the heartache, but you cannot stay there. You give yourself a certain amount of time to go through what it is, experience all of the emotions that you are having, and then you keep it moving because you'll get stuck if you stay there. You cannot move forward. And that's the biggest thing that people have to realize. You have to keep going. The world keeps moving because you're going to go through something else. And what you went through before, that may have prepared you for the next test because it's a bigger test. But because you learned something in the trial that you just came out of, you're better equipped to go through the next one.
Yes. So true. So true. I think sometimes when we go through things, we don't realize that it's preparing you for something else.
Yes.
Whether you're going to go through something similar or you're going to share a story with someone to say, hey, you know what? You can overcome this. I was able to do it, and I know you can also.
That's right.
So that's the thing. We don't always remember that. And the part where you said you went through it alone, you want people to know that they're not alone. I just went to a conference recently, and in the conference, we were talking about different things, and it just amazed me how many women and men, not just women, are going through or have been through the same thing that I've been through.
Yes.
I was like, huh, that's interesting. And when you are going through it, sometimes you feel like you're alone. You need a community or that outlet to let you know you are not alone. You're not by yourself, you're not the only one, and you will be able to survive.
Yes. But that's the thing about it. We have to talk. Don't keep that stuff to yourself. It will eat you up in the inside, and you're just filled with so many emotions, and you don't know how, and you're just spewing all of this stuff out over everybody because you don't know how to direct it, you don't know how to guide it. You need some help. You're crying out from help, but then you don't want to show that side of you. You got to do it.
Yes, that vulnerability.
It's something.
Whoo.
It's something. And him knocking you down a couple of times, it'll help you get over it. It's here to help
Like,
you get
oh, okay, I need to be a little bit more vulnerable. I need to ask for help. I am not the superwoman that people want me to think I am. And
That's
I don't
right.
have to be a superwoman. That's
No,
the
ma'am.
biggest thing. We don't have to be a superwoman. And I think, depending on your background, especially if you grew up in a corporate environment, they make you think that you, some environments make you think that you have to have it all together. You can't, you got to come in there ready, and you can't show your humanity when we're human beings. We have no choice but to show that. And when you don't, it stifles and it, whoo, it backs you up. So it's that's definitely not a good thing at all.
So true.
So I love the fact that you're out here being vulnerable. You're sharing your story. You're sharing your mission. You said something about your, did you call it a mission? Is that what you called it?
Ministry.
Ministry. What's your ministry?
My ministry is encouragement. My ministry is offering hope. My ministry is reminding people like you, saying, "Sister, you have a friend in me. Sister, you can lean on me. Sister, I know what it's like to be a podcast host. What are you struggling with? Oh, I can relate. I've been there. I've done that too." You know, just like you said, community, reminding people that human interaction, it's essential. But also reminding people about the source. So many times we get caught up in, the latest thing now is black girl magic. And I love it. I love black girl magic. I like to think that I'm sprinkling it every day when I get up. But I want to remind people the source is him. He's the one that gives us the confidence to be able to do the things that he has planned for us a long time ago. So don't get wrapped up into thinking that it's you. It's him. He's giving you the power to do all of the things that your faith prompts you to do.
Yes.
That's my ministry.
Yes. Just to remind us, you're not doing this all on your own.
Yeah.
There's a higher force that's moving you forward. I know I was talking to someone and we were talking about, I said, yeah, I believe in God personally. Of course, not everybody believe in God. Whatever you want to call your higher power, some say universe. I still said, okay, in my mind, that's still God. You just call him by a different name. We have to remember that we're not doing this on our own. He is the source, that he's providing us with resources to be able to carry out the calling that he placed on our life.
Yes.
I apologize a little bit for y'all. So, what is one thing that one piece of advice you could give to your younger self on how they can be more resilient and shine? What would your advice be?
Don't listen to what other people say. Love yourself even when people don't. Don't let them shine your light because they are insecure. You be authentically you. And whatever it is that you set your mind to, believe that you've already been equipped. You have the wisdom, you have the knowledge, and you have the skill. Just remain consistent.
Yes. Remain consistent. And look, let me give you a piece of advice. If you have not been consistent, maybe you've fallen off, you can get back up.
That's right.
As long as you're breathing and on this side of the earth, you have the opportunity to get back up and start it again. You don't
That's
have
right.
to worry about, oh, I messed up. I didn't do. Okay, maybe you did. Forgive yourself and start moving forward. And that's what's important, that we continue to move forward. So for any of my listeners, how can they reach out to you, contact you, follow you online? How do they get connected with you?
Yes, you can send me an email. You can reach me through my website, or you can email me directly at optimisticallykey@gmail.com. I would love to follow you because I want to keep up with what you are doing as well. I want to support you. I want to share what it is that you're doing because, again, it's about building that community. And followers are important. Building your network, that's important. So you can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Instagram or LinkedIn. And all of those, my profiles are listed as my name, Nikidra Rogers. With a D.
Rogers, Nikidra Rogers. And I will put her information down in the show notes so that you can follow her. And Nikidra, is there anything that you want to leave with my listeners before we sign off? Anything that I forgot to ask you or you just wanted to say?
I just want you all to be encouraged. If you are available. I do have some speaking events coming up because I am a Christian motivational speaker. I'll be speaking next month, May 4th, at the Sister to Sister Symposium in Irving, and that information is available on my website at www.nikidrarogers.com. And I'll also be speaking the Saturday after that, which is Mother's Day weekend. They're having a picnic to honor mothers in the Bicentennial Park. And that's on my website as well. You can get the exact location. And I just want you to come out and celebrate being a mom, celebrate being a sister. I'll be talking about best love is the self-love because we have to love ourselves first before we can love others. We have to love ourselves first so that we can show others how we want to be loved, so we can know what it is that we want, what we like, what we don't like, what we don't. But just knowing that you can get through anything. Don't be concerned if you have to pivot because that's life. If you have to start again, that's life. Just keep going, just keep moving forward. If you don't know what your purpose is, that's cool too. I just learned mine 3 years ago, like I said. So it's never too late to learn something new. It's never too late to try. You won't know if it'll be successful or not if you don't try. You may take some losses, but that's just a test. It's a test to see what you're going to do next. Are you going to rise to the occasion? Are you going to throw a pity party? Which one are you going to do? I think you're going to rise.
Yes, no more pity parties. No more extended pity parties. If you get one, it got to be short.
That's
Don't
right.
stay in it. Don't get stuck. Don't get stuck.
That's
Thank
right.
you, Nikidra. Like I said, I will put her contact information down in the show notes so you can follow up with her. Maybe you can attend some of the events that she will be speaking at. And you may even want to purchase her book that she's written to help you with your calling to help you
Amen.
transform your life, okay? Because that's
Yes.
what it's all about right now, transformation. Hopefully, you have heard something that has inspired you today. That is my desire for you to be empowered to show up as your highest self. And if you have not subscribed already, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you could be first to know when new episodes come out. Feel free to leave a comment and share with your friends. And you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and I'm on Facebook. Everything is Sabrina Shine Williams. Everything is Sabrina Shine Williams. Remember, you have the power to make a difference by deciding to take action. Shine as bright as you want because together, we shine brighter. And until next time, this is Sabrina Shine Williams signing off. Take care, stay inspired. Let's keep making the world a brighter place for all of us together.